So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, this May only, you can get an extra $200 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $200 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing, everyone? Welcome to episode 250. If I talk like that, would you still hang around me?
That sounded just like you sound all the time.
How are you doing, everyone? Welcome to episode 250. I don't sound like that all the time.
I probably wouldn't. It's kind of sexy, so
it's a bit too sexy.
It's a bit too sexy.
You'd be turned on a lot.
Yeah,
that you wouldn't be able to be in a room with me for too long.
Because I wouldn't want to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I hear that.
Yeah.
I hear that.
Do you ever think that you're too sexy sometimes?
Yeah.
I like the hesitation there. Let me do
a slight nod and a yeah. Yeah,
sometimes I find it amazing that, like, my wife is attracted to me.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Do you ever get that?
I definitely think I'm not a sexy man. Now that I think about it,
it's no man.
I was joking with you there, agreeing with you, saying, "Oh, we're sexy," because I thought you were joking.
Yeah,
but you are messing. But I genuinely don't feel like I'm a sexy man.
It boggles. But I've said it before, I don't think any man is sexy.
Yeah.
And no man in the world. I don't know if you were here when I said that.
He did say that.
But I don't think any man.
But there's better looking men than us, if you want to say.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to. For a second there, I was going to push back on that. But yeah, no, there's definitely sexier men than
us and Ed.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Come on now. Do you think Terry and Calvin are better looking than you two?
Yeah. Not Terrence, but Calvin probably would be, yeah. More refined. Just don't. Well looked after, you know.
Yeah, they're both groomed. Well groomed.
Yeah.
Like, I just got a haircut and it was done by Moira.
You just got it?
That's how groomed I am. Moira just, I was just like, just I was take
gonna,
off the ends.
I was just going to ask you, when are you getting a haircut?
Were you going to ask me that?
Yeah.
Did you just have a row before she gave you the haircut?
I fuck off, Ed. Fuck you.
What's her tension?
There's just a bit coming off here.
That's just me hair, though. Does, I feel like it doesn't matter what I do with my hair. It just does its own thing.
Yeah. I hate my hair.
Shave it off.
I'm always tempted to just do it. I'd love to just fucking shave off my hair. Like, do you think bald would suit me?
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually think bald would suit you better than what you have now.
Like full bald?
Because you have, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, you have... And like me,
I'll tell you how I feel about it after the next bit.
Okay, you have an elongated face, so it's longer than a normal, like a perfect face.
Yeah.
And when you have hair on top of it,
it looks even longer.
Even longer, especially when you shave the sides off. So if you just shaved it all off, it would round your face out a little bit more. So I think bald would actually suit you. Like, Ed shouldn't have a beard.
What? Yeah. I've no chin.
Do you know?
That's why I have a beard. It gives me a little bit of a chin, yeah. I'm a chinless.
Do you think bald? I think bald would suit Ed as well.
I've gone bald, yeah.
Have you?
For charity and for my own purposes. I went bald over COVID. Pulled a Britney on it.
I did that as well.
Mm, shaved my own head.
You didn't? Yeah.
I got it done a two all over.
When?
During COVID.
No, you didn't.
I did. I swear to God, I'll go back on all videos, you'll see it.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Did I know you?
No, you weren't on the podcast then. It was like a little bit after COVID, we started in 21.
Okay. I'd love to see that.
Mm, it would suit you, I think it would, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I was thinking of getting a buzz cut.
But what's a buzz cut?
It's like when they just get the, it's not actually a bald, it's like a...
Like a five?
You don't have a fringe, basically, and they'll just like chip away at it with a five, or maybe even a three.
Three be good.
And it's a slightly, not heavy on top, but it's heavier than the sides, like, but it's still very short.
It's kind of like fuzzy.
Yeah.
Like a fuzzy hair.
I think of someone who has that.
Do you remember Action Man?
Very like Action
Man. Action Man head.
Ah, he's kind of like Action Man now.
Yeah, but then he moved the thing in the back of his head, his eyes go left and right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible, actually, that you can do that. But Action
back
Man
then, like, well, that's incredible that you could do that with toys back then.
Amazing.
Now you can get talking Buzz and Woody, where, like, if he falls on the ground, he stands up.
Stop it.
That's incredible. That's incredible. And how do you even know that?
It's what the algorithm's giving me.
Kids toys.
I just watched one trailer for Toy Story 5 and now I'm getting all of this shit.
TikTok is like, this 33-year-old man loves kids toys. Let's put him on a list.
Can't it's escape it. I'm seeing these other ones that it's like old photos from like back in the day. Maybe even like from films that aren't like 4K or HD, like The Godfather. It's like real grainy like to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a cap cut edit that turns them 4K.
Oh.
And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to look at.
Is it?
Or like, say like...
Oh, I've seen these. They did the World Cup, like the Maradona.
The Maradona one, yeah.
So cool.
When he's like volleying the ball in the centre of the pitch. And like that old footage is so grainy, like it's still cool.
It's actually kind of moving. It's amazing to look at. Yeah.
And it's so like fucking, it's perfect. Like, it's really cool.
I've yet to see it.
No, you should.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it, though.
I'll send you one. Do you want me to start sending you some TikToks?
Yeah. For sure. Like when I send you the cat ones. The dancing AI cat ones.
Where they're holding their privates.
Yeah.
They're like, do, 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 do.
Man. It's so good. Or the, what's that one? Where the Barbies and that dancing, beating like a hammer. What's, do you know that? Have that?
I've seen those. Unbelievable.
Yeah? It's so good. It's like a proper Barbie dancing to a really cool song. Don't know who sings it. I don't know who's getting money off it. But they're fucking deadly. And I would go see that band. But if only I knew who the band was.
Could be Nine Inch Nails.
No, I think it's... I looked up... It's a weird band.
Mm.
But that song that's gone viral on TikTok is a remix of that. Fucking, how am I not able to think of the song?
I'm afraid to type it in because then it's just going to give me all of that. Like, why when you type something that just gives you like all the time then? It's like, I only want to see it once to check it out and then you're giving it to me the whole time.
What is it?
Just go on, I'm sure it's on your page.
I'm not looking it up.
I'm going to look it up because I'm already getting it.
It's gonna give it to you.
The first, I just opened TikTok.
Really?
Yeah. Do you not know that song?
There goes my iPhone sounding from me.
Now that's a real woman doing the dance. It's
quite low.
Oh man, it's a fucking tune. But anyway, the reason why it comes up is because this is the original and it's an AI of the Barbie.
It's frightening.
It is frightening, isn't it?
That's really weird.
Isn't it? It's incredible. Even the hair, like the detail in the hair.
How old is Barbie?
It's 50, 60 years old.
No, as in like...
Supposed to be?
Yeah. Is she supposed to be like a teenager?
No, she's...
Or a woman.
A woman, yeah. 20s. I'd say 25. She's supposed to be 25.
good age.
Was to put a number.
Oh, so Barbie is technically 67 years old as of April 2026, having debuted in 1959. However, within her fictional lore, what would you guess?
Like 23.
Joe?
25.
Frequently cited as being 19.
19?
She's seen it all.
She's, yeah.
She's a teenager.
I would have said mid-20s.
Yeah.
Yeah. A woman, like, I thought Barbie was a woman. Like, Margot Robbie played her. And I don't think she's, like, 19 in that.
No.
I think 19 is a woman.
Yeah, but, like, an older woman, like.
25 is an older woman?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gonna be a lot of 25-year-olds out there listening to this.
How old is Action Man supposed to be? 16?
I'm putting Action Man, he's age, so he's seen a thing or two, isn't he?
He's been through the wars.
I feel like he's 42.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think Action Man could be 42.
I don't know. I'd just say 30.
I think his experiences have aged him.
Yeah. He's got that scar and all going, doesn't he?
Yeah,
that's aged him.
Haunted look about him, yeah.
Is it Dr. X's...
That's his nemesis?
Nemesis. He's about 50-odd. Baldy cunt.
Oh! You think Dr. X is bald by choice?
I'll tell you right now. Don't even bother it.
Don't even bother your hole.
And now we have Irish politics. We have by-elections that were announced today.
Oh.
The by-elections for Galway and North East Inner City. I think there's 10 people running in the Inner City and 13 people running in the Galway one. Yes. And you know who's running in the Inner City? The Monk.
Oh, Jerry.
Yeah, mate.
Do you know who was sitting behind me on the train up from Cashel Bear the other night? The Wasp. The man he accused of being a wasp. Paul Rines.
Oh, was he?
Mm.
Was he?
The journalist?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're only a dying, you're like a dying wasp. He was sitting behind me on the train, surrounded by newspapers. Exactly what you'd imagine.
No, I would be able to pick him out.
I picked him out.
Would you pick him out?
Who was it?
Paul Reynolds.
Paul Reynolds, yeah. I'd pick Paul Reynolds.
Pick Paul Reynolds out.
Yeah.
And I was so close to going, you only look at the eyes.
If I was there, if I was sitting with you,
you'd have
been
to.
Itching.
Oh.
I would have been itching.
Would you have got a video with him?
Like, I would have went up in flames.
Knee rattling.
Leg would have been going 90. Then I'd just done it and probably would have been not impressed.
Did you not say anything to him?
No. What am I going to say? Somebody I work with does an impression of the Monk, right? Just bear with me, Paul.
He should have called me.
Yeah,
let me get,
as we're pulling into Roscommon. Just one second. And he does the Wasp thing. So I'm going to... Paul, come back.
He does the Wasp thing. Please, Paul.
Paul, I know somebody who
normally answers.
Related to something that happened a couple of years ago. Please. Help me. I need the content.
Oh. But it's going to be hot. It's going to be a tense couple of weeks.
Hotly contested.
Yeah.
Do you think the Monk will get in? Isn't that mad to even think of?
There's got to be a conspiracy theory in there somewhere with Daniel Kinahan getting arrested.
Okay. Easy now.
And, okay, right. I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on. If he is prepared for it.
Put your bulletproof as well on. Just
right.
While you're getting dressed.
So Pascal Donoghue, Fine Gael. So Fine Gael want to keep that seat. So they're running Ray McAdam. I'm sure it's Ray McAdam.
I can tell you now.
So they're running a fella called Ray McAdam. His biggest, let's say, these are sweeping statements. His biggest threat to getting that seat is probably the Monk. So how do you get the Monk out? By reviving the war between the Kinahans and the Hutches.
Oh God.
Is that a big one?
It's a big one.
So that's how they got Kinahan. They're bringing Kinahan back. Now,
Like they wanted him for a while though.
And all of a sudden they get them when it suits them. When it suits the government. You know? Just saying.
Put it out there.
There could be something in it.
People might listen back to this and say, do you know what? John McGuckin was right.
He was onto something. He was onto something. And now I don't know. I had to laugh though. Christy Kinahan.
Oh God.
Did you ever see Christy Kinahan's Google reviews?
At the restaurants?
At the restaurants?
What is it?
It's just like, right.
There's hundreds of Google reviews of restaurants he's been to all over the world.
And he's slating them?
Either slating them or saying something nice about him. He's like a food reviewer.
Wow.
Christy Kinahan, the father of Daniel. It just seems so out of character. And then like the restaurants are responding saying, thank you, Christopher. We're glad you had a good time and stuff. We'd love to have you back. It's like, isn't it mad? It is mad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so...
But you have this caricature bizarre of these people that they're just so one-dimensional, that they're going around whatever. But that's only 1% of it. Like, they're doing normal shit. Like, they're complaining about the neighbour's dog shit. And they have normal lives as well. And it's so mad to see you, like, doing food reviews. God.
Mm. Yeah.
I wonder if Tony Montana ever leave a good food review.
What would he say?
Okay, I like the oysters.
You call this Colombian food? No, no, no.
It's okay. I give a 3 out of 5. It's okay.
Say hello to my 1 star.
Say hello to my little star.
The steak is a little bit rough. Okay, you want to play rough?
It's okay. You love me in the morning. Lots of Scarface stuff in the background here as well, by the way.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's my favourite film.
Of all time.
Of all time.
I watch it when I need some inspiration.
Do you want to watch it now?
I don't need any inspiration.
Oh, okay.
I've actually hit a bit of a brick wall with inspiration lately. I think I need to revisit Scarface.
Yeah. Top up on that inspiration.
Yeah.
You want to play rough? Or Pablo Escobar leaving Google review.
So funny.
It's so bizarre. It's so random, man.
Yeah.
It's so random.
And he probably would.
Yeah.
What would Pablo Escobar say? I don't know.
You'd love to see them all do like four in a bed.
Yeah.
All these lads going around to different B&Bs. Leave reviews.
There wasn't enough beans on me fry.
Running his finger along the top of that. A bit of dust on that.
There was only a small cup of beans.
I seen a wasp.
If you're giving someone that small amount of beans, don't put beans on it at all.
I was in the airport with me mate when I was going to the Tyson Fury fight and we got a fry. And I was like, oh no beans. Can I get an extra sausage? And she just went, no.
Oh.
I was like, okay, I'll just pay for it then. She gave us an extra sausage, like fucking £4. And then my mate was like, got the beans, and he said he loves beans with a fry and all. And it came out, and it was in a little teeny tiny, I'd say there was 5 beans in it, no joke, with like more sauce than anything. I was just in a little, like, tiny little, cute, looked like a little tiny flower pot. Do you know, a little silver aluminium. He was disgusted. A
little ramekin.
Terrible, like. That's what I was saying, like, if you're going to put beans on it, like, and it's that amount, don't put any on. Don't show off that you have beans if you're afraid to give over the beans.
Leave a Google review.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
Bit short on the beans there, I have to say. I want to say, I want the substitution. I don't want beans. Give us an extra sausage.
Why did that sound like the monk and Roy Keane?
Don't want beans.
Ah, it's his job, baby.
Where was that? In the airport?
The airport.
It's never good food in the airport.
Any airport. Any airport. Bad food. Bad.
And expensive. Because they have you by the balls.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere.
No liquids. Can't bring in that bottle of water. All right. And then you go in and you're like fucking £6 for a bottle of water.
How have they not figured out a way of just testing whether this water is a bomb? Like this, it's a bottle of water. It's not a fucking... Like, how could this possibly be a bomb?
It could be something for a bomb, like some liquid to go into the bomb.
But then say, take a sup of that before, like, have someone take a sup. Say, is that petrol? Is that petrol? You're not allowed to bring petrol on it. And you say, no, it's not petrol. Drink it then. Have a sup. And if you're still alive.
I got stopped in the airport. Gone through security. Got the bag swabbed.
Finger up the bum.
Did you find the drugs? No, it didn't bring me into the room this time.
Oh, damn.
Got the bag swabbed. He's like, do you mind if I check this? Like, I knew it wasn't happening, but I was panicking.
Yeah, you feel guilty, don't you?
What if someone came into my hotel room and planted something in my bag? And they were just keeping tracks on me going into the, like, the airport, home, like, when I got arrived.
Mm. Or even, what if you were in the hotel and you put your bag down and there was, like, cocaine on the carpet or something, and it picked up on that, and then you end up getting banged up abroad in London?
Jesus. Well, London, it wouldn't be too bad. I'm sure you'd get out of it somehow.
Yeah.
But, like, imagine it was, like, fucking a mad country. The Philippines or something. You'd be gone forever.
That'd be lovely. I'd love to get locked up in the Philippines.
I wouldn't. No.
Not in the Philippines?
No.
Well, did they have especially... I feel like they have really nice prisons.
I wouldn't risk it.
No?
No.
Not like Ireland. Ireland's lovely. I've said it before. I wouldn't mind doing a few weeks in prison. No, I'm not... I don't even want to manifest that. Get that. Money messing the universe.
I don't think you're heading in that direction. You don't need to worry about that.
I know, but it'd be nice, wouldn't it? Like, we talked about it before. Like, there's a prison... I think it was Portlaoise Prison. One... I think it's a Michelin star restaurant. It's like the best restaurant in Portlaoise. I'd love to go and just try the food in every jail.
They get a death row meal every day.
Lovely. And then free gym.
Free gym.
Free education.
Cornflakes.
You can't be eating cornflakes.
They're not healthy to be eating cornflakes.
Wonder what he's up to now.
He's probably dead.
Is he?
I think so, yeah. Bless him.
How do you know that?
Because anytime I see that video going viral...
Like comments saying, rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
RIP.
I think now, if he's alive, please contact us. But
like, sometimes you just see things like that and people are just saying, rest in peace with a crack.
I've seen it enough now for me to be convinced that he's...
Well, then, yeah, probably. Mm. Probably so.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
I went for a sandwich in a sandwich shop, and they had, this was in the Northside Shopping Centre, and they had a sign outside the front, and it said a very specific, oh look, try our new sandwich, and all the information is on it. It's a promotion. And I went up to like the counter, the deli counter, and I says, can I have the, let's say it was just called the crispy chicken special. Can I have the crispy chicken special? And she goes, yeah, what kind of bread do you want? It's like that bread. And then she cut it open and then she started putting plain chicken on it. When it should have been the crispy, the new spicy crispy chicken that you cut up and you stick it on. Because it's supposed to be like a fucking baguette or something. And then she was like, oh, all right, okay. And then she just took all the other chicken off and put it back into the thing. And I was like, all right, that just kind of annoyed me a little bit, but it's fine. Chicken's chicken. I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
I would.
And then she moved up to the next part, and then she was like, what cheese do you want? It says, just give me the thing that you have promoted. Like,
I want the new one.
Spicy cheese. And then she just put a little bit of spicy cheese on it. And then I went, the sign, I think it says it's double cheese. Like, there's twice the amount of cheese. It's supposed to be a cheese extravaganza or whatever. And then they were like, oh, right, okay, yeah. And then they put more cheese on it. I'm like, holy fuck. And then they were like, do you want it toasted? And I'm like, Yes, yes. Like, come on. This is basic shit. Anyway, she went, she toasted it. And then she came back and it was the next part. And then she was like, oh, do you want salad on it or whatever? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then she was like, I want that new one. See the thing that you have in the front that's saying, this is a big deal. That's the thing that I want. Just give me that. And then she's like, all right, okay. And then she put everything that was on it. And then she got the sweet onion sauce. Mm. And the sauce is supposed to be sweet chili. And she squirted the sweet onion all over. And I went, whoa, because I thought she was doing it. I was like, whoa, she done it on both of them. What are you doing? And she's like, what? And I was like, that's sweet onion sauce. And then she's like, yeah, yeah, do you not want it? And I was like, no, it's supposed to be sweet chili sauce. And then she's like, oh, all right, okay. And then she went to the manager. She went to go get the manager. And then the manager, I felt like I was being such a dickhead. But it was just so much, I was very, very frustrated. And then the manager came back and he goes, oh, sorry about that. And then he starts scraping the sweet onion sauce off.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, well, there's still sweet onion sauce on it. And then he's like, oh, do you not want me to scrape it off? And I'm like, no, I want a new sandwich. Like, yeah, you're at the point, like, that's not what I want. I didn't want that. So don't give me that. Like, and then he's like, but we'll have to start again. And I was like, yeah, yeah, you will have to start again. So I went back to the start and done the whole process. And there was even some of the same mistakes being made again. And I was just like, do you know what? Just bleed and get me out of here. And then I went and let's say it was €10. Per sandwich, and then I went up to the counter to pay, and the manager was there because he was overseeing everything then, and he said €24.
What?
And I was like, 24.
Oh my god!
It says €10 over there. What are you talking about? And he goes, oh, I think you got extra cheese. And then I went, no, I didn't get extra cheese. And then we went back over to the station, and then he says, did you put extra cheese on this? And she's like, yeah. Because she thought she was in trouble. But she's like, yeah, no, we put extra cheese on. And then I was like, you're supposed to. That's on the thing. That's on the menu to put extra cheese on it. You're supposed to put extra cheese on it.
Say it on it.
Yeah, it says double cheese. And then he's like scrambling down. He's like, no, it's because you got the spicy cheese. And I was like, it says spicy cheese. Oh, it says spicy cheese on the thing. I was like, do you know what? Just give me it. Just give me the bleeding. Take €4 extra that... Oh, I was absolutely fuming. I think he was just trying to get extra money out of me because they had to throw out the other two rolls. So I was snapping. I was fuming. So I wrote a strongly worded email. And it was strong.
Wouldn't be like it.
It was a strongly worded email, let me tell you.
Did he get back?
How did you start it?
I think.
Dear.
I says, to whom it may concern.
Oh, you went there. Yeah.
To whom it may concern.
Mm. How did you sign off?
Thanks a million.
Oh, I think it was something aggressive.
Regards.
No, it was like, that would be great. I think it was like, if you can get back to me as soon as possible, that would be great.
And then just your name. No.
I look forward to you hearing your response.
There it is. Okay.
Did they get back?
No, they didn't. Did they get back? They never get back. Consumers don't have diddly squat in this country. We have no rights. Anyway.
Was the sandwich nice?
No.
Oh. I ordered something before and I'm convinced that the driver ate the meal.
I believe it.
On the map, you know the way you can
and
see.
And just disappeared.
When you're watching on the map, like, you can see them on the way, like. And stopped, like, around the corner from the house. This months ago. Stopped for ages. So I was like, there's no lights there. There's no traffic. It's like 8 o'clock in the evening, at night, I mean. And I was just saying, him like, your order was delivered. I think he's at the having a munch.
Yeah.
And... Who do you go to the delivery people or the restaurant to go look? I never.
This is the problem with ordering.
Who's responsible?
Through those kind of companies is you don't know who's responsible. Do you know what I mean?
Not the company,
but also not the delivery company. Not the delivery company, but not the
or the restaurant.
Yeah,
it's like no one is.
Where does this fall?
Did you get a refund?
Yeah.
Good.
Ordered it again immediately.
But aren't you supposed to give a number?
Because I really wanted it.
From the same place?
Yeah. A different branch.
So when you got your refund, you got it through the restaurant or the delivery people?
The delivery people.
Straight up?
Yeah.
That's very rare. So quick.
No, it's not.
That they'll issue a refund that quick?
One time they left out something for me order and I contacted the food place and it just went straight back into my account.
For that. Darren does a lot of work for Just Eat.
Okay. You've got the golden number.
It's
yeah.
actually delivered though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Could be worse. Could be on that. I mean, to be honest, have you ever gone to the chipper and got a spice bag and put it on your passenger seat and tried to drive home without eating it?
Without having a chip?
Oh. The delivery drivers must have some willpower if they're not dipping into them chips.
Yeah, just the odd one. Just I used one. To do they're deliveries not with Amy.
That's right, yeah. You used to do it at the comedy.
During COVID. Great way to get out of the house.
Delivery?
Yeah.
Nice job, is it?
It's grand, yeah.
Hmm.
Well, at that time, like during COVID, it was great because the guards would stop you like and you'd be like, I'm delivering for that chip or this pizza place and they just go, yeah, no bother.
Oh, you were an essential worker.
So we were taking that in our stride.
Love it.
Let me tell you.
That's amazing. How many would you do in an hour?
I remember we'd done one for a pizza place that delivered till like 4 a.m.
Wow.
And we were doing it up until that time. And it's mad the people that were ordering pizzas at that time, like,
yeah.
like 2 a.m, 3 a.m, delivering to the house. And like, there was one person and he ordered it like all the time, like at mad o'clock. And you'd never see him. His hand would just come out to get the pizza out the door. Like,
God.
It sounds like a gamer or something like that.
And would they all tip? Or is this where
not all of them, no.
resentment towards...
I don't have any resentment. It's Joe that has the tipping syndrome. The elderly tip you loads. It was weird and through COVID though because you deliver to some people like and they'd like say leave it out in the garden like leave it in the garden and then you leave it in the garden and like there's an envelope beside like a rock or something like that and you go over and they give you like a tenner or something.
Jesus.
In the envelope?
Yeah. The odd time.
And you're saying the older folks were more generous than...
Yeah.
Say, Joe's age group.
Yeah. Oh, they were pricks, man. Mm. No, well, like they... I can see, like, delivery drivers are definitely upset when you don't tip them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I was. I was one of them once.
I believe you. I think the delivery... I usually order from the same place. And I think the delivery drivers know. Yeah. They know. They know they're not getting a tip. It's a very quick handover.
Joe just goes like
fucking
that.
In the letterbox. Yeah. Stuffed in.
They volley at me. Whoop. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
Not even stopping the car.
Took a chip, by the way.
Took a chip. Lovely.
And a dip. Hope you don't mind. And do you know if you leave any notes in a restaurant, like, you know, like when you're ordering, if you leave anything, like, I asked for socks one time because there was socks.
What the fuck?
In the mail, I asked for socks.
In a restaurant?
In a takeaway place. There was socks with a mail. Like, I was like, you can throw a pair of socks in if you want, like with a wink and a laughing face. And they didn't, they left something out of the mail. Like,
oh.
Like one of the burgers weren't there. And I was like, they done that because I asked for socks.
Oh, do you think so? Yeah. Holding it against you?
Yeah.
This greedy bastard.
If you ask for things, or if you say you want it a certain way, or don't put lettuce on that, they'll throw like a gallon of ketchup on it.
So they
just,
have to make.
We'll just leave that now. I'm just like, I'll leave that. If you don't like pickles, you're getting them.
If there's anyone listening to this and they work in fast food, anonymously, can you confirm or deny?
Yeah.
That this goes on. I'd love to know.
I
for obvious reasons.
But like, it right, like, could you do that? Thanks a million. Have a good day, and then I think they'll just be like,
yeah. Doing a great job, guys.
Someone out there sound like
somebody appreciates me.
Someone out there sound in the real world,
and they'd be wrong.
Yeah, because I'm not.
No, you just don't want a dodgy field. You should get some Barbie AI doing a dance to it. Yeah. She's just doing a dance.
Your hair's sticking up.
God, for real.
Isn't his hair sticking up?
Oh, don't. Nah.
It's gone down.
That was good.
I had to tell you.
Alfalfa.
Did you say Moira cut your hair?
Yeah. Because I was going to get a proper cut. You were asking me if I was going to get a proper cut. Do you know, I've been growing my hair out. It's very long. And I've been growing it out because I kind of wanted to do a thing where I throw it back and look like Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys. But it's just not getting there.
Why Alex Turner?
I don't know. He looked cool. I don't think he even does it anymore. Or like Kings of Leon when they had long hair. But it's not going well for me. And I actually think I'd look more like Ryan Gosling if he cut, you know the way he has short hair?
Yeah.
Mm.
Or Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
He's another...
Aragorn?
I think it's him anyway. I think he has a long face as well with straight, limp hair. There's not a lot of celebrities that have straight, limp hair.
No.
Ryan Gosling being one. I think Viggo Mortensen or something Mads Mikkelsen, is it?
Who's that Danish fella?
Yes. Mm. Yes, Mads Mikkelsen, yeah. Big, strong. He kind of looks like me as well.
He does a bit.
Who was he?
He used to do the Carlsberg ads. He was one of the Bond villains as well.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Absolutely phenomenal actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you ask Moira to do? Just like scissor job?
Just to kind of like, it was, we were doing the free now thing. So I was like, oh, we're going to be on camera. And the back of my neck was really messy. And I haven't had my hair cut since the live show. So I was like, will you just take that off the back? And then she had to trim her. So I was like, how about you just stick a tier one and try to give me some sort of fade and clean up around the edges. I'm just going to shave it off, man, I think.
Just shave it off?
Not bald. Like, I couldn't go bald, but like I'm going to go short again. Get short hair. Fuck this,
it's,
like.
It's erratic.
It's all, even with short hair, it's erratic, though.
No. There it is.
Why don't you use the volume stuff, the powder?
It doesn't do anything.
The hairspray, I would. I would, Joe.
I don't like the texture of it. It's like chalk.
If it looks good, it does, the texture doesn't matter.
I don't know. I think it's just less to manage when it's short. I'm just going to go short. I'm going to do spikes. Do you remember spikes?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring back spikes.
Should get blonde tips as well.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Now where they put the bag on your head and then stick out your little bits of hair and just paint them.
I got it done for me junior night.
Well, I got it done for me confo.
I did you the blonde tips.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And me Ben Sherman short.
Oh, lovely.
And a pair of Lacoste runners with straps on them. Do you remember them?
Yeah. Oh, they were hideous.
At the time, they weren't, though. Everyone had them. Lacoste strapped runners. Ben Sherman short and cardigan with a zip cardigan. Blonde tips.
Mm.
Very fashionable. That was the height of fashion.
It would pass as fashion now.
No, it wouldn't.
In certain... it would. On Drury Street, those hipster pubs.
Oh, yeah.
It would, yeah.
That's true enough, yeah.
I suppose, actually.
They all look like they've just done their communion in around, 1998.
What look are you going for tonight, bud? The communion look.
Yeah.
We were out on the balcony here, and there's a fella that works here. Doesn't get any more hipster than him. But he was wearing, like, patented leather shoes. He's only young fella.
Mm.
They're
and black jeans, loafers. Black baggy jeans, loafers. Yeah, loafers, black leather loafers
with a grey sock and like just a kind of grey jeans, black grey jeans,
oversized black jeans
that were like wide ends on them, like
bootcut jeans with really thin loafers
and a black jumper. But we had to say it to him.
Did you say it to him?
Oh yeah.
And
what the fuck are you doing? Get that out of my face.
Did you push him up against the wall, going here?
We were just kind of like saying, like, what made you like make that decision? Like, you had to make a decision to put that on.
I'm always fascinated that people wake up in the morning and they get out of bed.
Wake up in the morning.
And they look in the wardrobe. And when I look in the wardrobe, you can see now, I just grabbed some
jeans,
stuff.
Jeans, t-shirt, and whatever.
And whatever's there, I don't even look. I'm like a jeans, t-shirt, and something to throw over it. And this is dirty. I don't think about it. But he got up that morning and he said, today I'm going to wear bootcut jeans with the loafers and grey sock. Like, it's really thought true. When people think true, they're... I mean, do you do it?
No, I'd fucking track who bottoms and a blading either hoodie or fucking this thing or whatever.
I just find it amazing when people have multiple, like Damien Broderick, like, oh, get ready with me today, this is what I'm going to wear today. Like, to think about what you're going to wear that day. I mean, I'm impressed in many ways. But in other ways, I'm like, why bother? Do Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, Damien Broderick, I get, because it's his thing. But if it's not your thing...
Is part of the fact that you're happily married... Speak
said I was happy.
Just part of the fact
he's married.
You're married.
He's married.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're off the market or you're not in the market.
Who says he's off the market?
I'm saying it. That you'd think that just kind of, well, there's no, I don't have to bother now. Do you think a lot of this stuff back in the day when you're single and you're kind of peacocking, trying to attract a mate, that would have made you more conscious of what you wore on a daily basis?
What did you wear on your first day? What did you wear on your first day?
She remembers, oh, straight up hoodie and a jeans. Like, I wasn't, and I didn't even know it was the first date.
I had Czech Vans on.
Did you?
Like a chessboard.
Did you?
They were like blue and white.
Yeah.
They were disgusting.
Yeah.
Emmy always says to me, like, she's like, you wore some dodgy clothes. I did, though. I had like red Vans and stuff.
Ugh.
And she still stuck with it.
She still said yes.
When you have a bit of humour about you, you can do a lot. And get far in life, you know.
Oh, I can't remember what I was wearing. But if you go back to the peacocking thing, like I don't think I try too hard. If anything, I put too much cologne on. On my first
goes time. A long way. Good smell.
It go, yeah, 100%.
Goes a long way.
100%.
100%.
When you got a face like this, man, you need to overcompensate somewhere. And if it's not style, it's not fashion. I tried to do something fashionable once for Christmas. I had a job. It was the first time I had a job. Around Christmas, and I went into Zara and I picked up a long cardigan, kind of went down to the knee height, and I had an oversized hood on it. Oh. And it was pure white with black kind of buttons, or big black
was
buttons.
There a belt?
On. There was a belt.
Yeah.
What do you know what I'm talking about?
I just imagined and I saw a belt.
What do you mean there was a belt?
There was a belt, but I was like, I'll leave it open, casual.
Oh, yeah.
Casual. Like the cardigan will never be closed. Like
you're almost like a tech billionaire before there was any.
Yeah.
Padding around your New York loft.
But I was with me mate, and I was kind of on the fence about it. I was like, I like it, but is it a bit too much? Is it a bit not Joe McGuckin? And he was like, no, if you like it, you like it, get it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get it. And it was like €150 or something like that.
Jesus.
And then I went home and me mate... I was upstairs and I came back. I think I was having a piss or something. Then I came downstairs and my mate had told me brother what I had gotten and they were laughing about it together. And I was like, what are you laughing at? And he said, my brother was like, let me see what you're after buying. And I went up to get it and the whole house broke their shite laughing at me trying to be adventurous, trying to get something a little bit fashionable. And I ended up returning it. I didn't wear it for Christmas. In hindsight, it's a blessing in disguise. But me mate who let me buy it, that prick. He would have let me walk around on Christmas
Day.
Did
he do it on purpose to set you up?
I hope.
He probably didn't. He probably just thought, fucking try it. Like
he probably thought, I don't give a fuck what you're wearing, mate. What the fuck? Are we going to the pub?
Asking me for?
Yeah. But I look like a clown in that. And I would have been only young for it. So try imagine me as a scrawny little... 19-year-old or something, like, you know, wearing this Elon Musk-esque type Silicon Valley outfit. A dress. It was essentially a gown, a house coat.
It went far. It went down to the knee, did it?
Probably shins.
And
yeah.
You were wearing it over
jeans.
The plan was to wear
shin.
Like, it was, not, yeah, it was like a gown.
Was the plan to wear it over jeans then? Sorry, was it?
Yeah, yeah. And a nice short.
What shoe were we looking at?
Ooh, what shoe? I hadn't got me shoes at that point, but I was thinking, like, white jeans and white runners. Like, I was thinking pure white. I would
all
look
white?
Like a stud.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone wearing all white in my whole life.
I was trying to be brave.
Oh, you got into a guru.
Yeah. It was given Robert Sheehan.
Oh, wow.
But everyone would notice that.
Yeah.
If you walked around town all white, like everyone would think something of it.
I was thinking, I'm going to wear this on Christmas and then I might wear this on Stephen's Day in the living room. And people are going to be like, oh, Joe looks cool.
And when you say the living room, for the people listening, that's
the pub.
Not your actual living room.
No, sorry. I should have clarified. Yeah.
That would have been, you missed, I think, a potential lifelong issue there.
Do you think
so?
You've
gone into the pub wearing that.
Do you think you'd ever wear all white now? Would you ever
I don't think
for
so.
For the crack, no.
That was the most peacocky that I was going to be. I was like, I got a job and I'm just going to... And it wasn't a good job. I think it was like a lounge boy in Fagans.
Gets better.
You could have wore it to your shifts.
Yeah.
Here he comes. Hey, here he is.
I would love to see it now. I would love to see it.
Wow.
I think, I'd love to see it. But I genuinely was in the shop. I tried it on in the dressing room and I was thinking, I look good. This is good. I'm confident. It's bold. I'm on the fence a little bit, but I'm committed.
The thing about that is, like, someone bought it. Someone did wear it.
You probably suited them, though.
Yeah.
A gay what man kind of person? Could pull her off, but yeah, I couldn't pull her off.
I was going to say, what type of person do you think would pull it off?
Yeah. A gay man, but not me. Not skinny, scrawny Joe. Not lounge boy Joe.
What was your dress sense then, normally?
Skate, a lot of skate clothes.
So it was a big shift. It was a big turn.
I was thinking it kind of looked like something Bam Margera would wear. You know the way he kind of wears the long cloaky stuff? That's what I was thinking. I was like, I look like kind of, you can still be a skater, but you can be a little bit fashionable.
Bam Margera.
what a random...
I could just picture him in the change room in Zara just going, oh, look a bit like Bam Margera. Just turn around, look the other way as well. Just no, when you're like looking in a mirror, but like you want
the Jackass like, music.
Yeah.
Plays on his phone.
It was kind of it was around that Viva La Bam era, you know.
Oh fuck!
I'm raging.
What do you think, lads? You think I look like Bam Margera or what? Like no.
And I asked him so earnestly. I was like, "Tell me honestly, like, is this a bit? Is this a bit weird? Is it?" I was like, "No. Do you like it?" It's like. I do kind of like it.
What did he say? If you like it.
If you like it, that's exactly.
That means that they didn't like it.
I've lesson learned. Lesson
Amy would
learned.
Never say to me, if you like it, get it. She'd just say, that's disgusting.
Moira would never say that to me, and I hate that she never says it to me. She'd say mass. Do you know? She would just lie straight to my face. I don't think she's lying, but she just genuinely doesn't have an opinion.
Okay.
On what I wear. And I wish she did.
Sometimes I get some stuff and try it on and show Amy and she's like, she'll tell me if she likes it. But then like sometimes she's like, it's horrible, but I like it still. And it's upsetting. Because I know that like she's it. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
that way? But I like it. But she's definitely right that no one else likes it. But I look like Johnny Knoxville, so.
That's all that matters. Yeah. Once you look like someone from Jackass... I was thinking Ryan Dunn, actually. Ryan Dunn used to have that style. Oh, I thought I looked so cool, man. I thought I looked so cool.
Well, you would have.
Thank you, Ed. You say all the right things.
Better go.
We better aren't we? I'm going to head down to Zara. The one that got away.
See us.
Go on.
See us after.
All the best.
Joe's going to Zara. Let you know next week how we get on.